Line Into Sports All Access. Today I've got head coach Ken Clemens with me today to talk about their matchup tonight versus the Lee Summit Tigers. They're coming to town, playing at the DAC tonight at 7 p.m. Coach, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you're going to see a Lee Summit team that went 5-5 last year. Can you go ahead and tell me what maybe the expectations for tonight?
Well, first off, like every night, we want our kids to go out and compete. It's always fun when you're competing hard, no matter the outcome of the game. As far as Lee Summit's concerned, you know, we know that that they've been playing against top-flight competition for the last decade. They're couple Liberty schools got a little bit bigger and jumped over them in student population. So Lee Summit dropped down into the conference that we're playing in. There's still, you know, a few hundred more kids than we have there, and a long history of really competitive, good football. They're super well coached. You know, this is going to be a really big challenge, maybe among our biggest challenges of the season, here out of the gates.
Absolutely. And we got to be thankful that we're getting this one. I know there was a period of time there that we didn't know we'd be playing a week one. So could you maybe talk about, you know, how our kids have responded, you know, with the adversities that they've kind of been faced here in the last week or so?
Well, you know, I think that the summer was great. I think that they all appreciated the opportunity to get out of the house and to go and gather with their friends. And I think that, you know, young people, as much as we may not understand it, they seek structure. They long for structure. And I think that, you know, June and July was great for the kids. And I think we had great spirited practices. But as the season got a little bit closer, I think that the rumor mill started and every day was a new rumor that we're not going to be playing. And I personally never believed the rumors. I believed we're going to play, and I believe we're going to finish a season this year too. But I think we could see the tension in the kids in the last couple weeks of practice, having listened to what others are saying about fall sports and the possibility of them not coming. But everybody made the right decision. We'll continue on with the following the guidance and the safety measures that the county and the CDC and the school district want us to put in place. And then the most important thing is that these kids are still provided the structure and the guidance and the time and the opportunities to learn through team sports how to conduct themselves, how to build relationships, how to compete, how to work hard toward a cause, how to conform to a set of rules, you know, all of the things that young people need, regardless of whether there's a virus or whatever else might be going on in the outside world. This is the best place for kids to be. This is the best thing that kids can be doing, and we would be terribly wrong if we didn't feed our kids these lessons in life.
A great opportunity, great lesson moving forward, you know, with just focusing on what's important, not letting those outside influences affect you. That's great. Hey, speaking of COVID policies tonight, what may look different on the sidelines, maybe in your warm-up routines? How is COVID going to look different for those? Has that required a little extra preparation?
Well, the new sideline rules for COVID are that the kids can stand from 10-yard line to 10-yard line, so they get to spread out over the course of 80 yards on the field. We've got each kid with his own yard line that he gets to stand on throughout the game to maintain that distance that the CDC and county request from us. Kids will have masks on while on the sidelines. They're bringing their own water, so we won't have managers running around with water bottles, giving the kids bottles of water. You know, and so those sideline rules might slow things down a little bit in terms of when change of possessions and timeouts and things like that. But there, I think the officials are going to give us a little bit extra time because of the spread out nature of our sidelines to get those things done. You know, as far as sideline organization goes, you know, the massive spread of kids that we have out there are going to make it hard for us to communicate to get special teams out onto the field and to do things like that. And I think the officials are going to give us a little bit of grace on those things.
Fantastic. Well, it's also a special night for you guys, senior night tonight. You know, this is going to be the first class under your reign here at Oak Park that's been with you for all 4 years. Can you kind of speak on the importance of this senior class?
Well, you know, this is the biggest senior class we've had in our 4 years in terms of numbers. And the good thing, one of the great things about this class is that they're all going to be, you know, Friday night contributors for us. They've worked hard. They've conformed to the things that we've asked them to conform to. You know, our number one rule is to be here. And we believe that's 80% of success. It's just showing up. And these kids have shown up for 4 years. This is our first group that we've had all 4 years. And I'm grateful to these young men for choosing Oak Park, because I know the mobile nature of high school sports now, and parents always looking for the next best thing. There were some pretty dark days there for a few years here at Oak Park due to circumstances outside of everyone's control. And these young people's parents chose to send their kids to what is a great high school. And I think they've benefited from their experience at Oak Park, and we've certainly benefited from them being here.
All right. I don't want you to give away too much about game plan tonight, Coach, but maybe what are some things, some keys that fans need to be aware of before the matchup tonight?
Well, you know, the most important things in a football game are, you know, I don't think that games are really won by making plays. I think games are won by the team that makes the fewest mistakes. So we're looking for a clean game offensively, limit the penalties, not turn the football over, and defensively don't give up the big play, force some turnovers, force their opponents into making mistakes. You know, I think those are 100% of the time, those are the keys to winning.
Fantastic. This is a week one game, and considering that the Jamborees and there was pretty limited contact throughout the summer, it's probably pretty fair to say we don't know a whole lot about this Lee Summit team. Not seen Lee Summit since 2008 was the last time that Oak Park and Lee Summit have matched up. But overall record, I think Oak Park's got them in the matchups that they have seen here in the past. Is this kind of walking into this one blind, or do we know some things? I know you can kind of compare rosters from year to year. They've got the 6'6" D1 prospect coming back for them this year, but are we a little shoestringed in terms of not playing that Jamboree on that week zero?
Well, we've been combing through the roster since we found out that they were our first opponent. You know, and we know that they graduated a lot of great athletes, but we also know that they're Lee Summit and they're super well coached, and they are and they're also an athletic group. So we're certain that there will be a lot of replacements that we haven't seen that are going to be excellent football players. You know, we know what we know about them, and that's two games of film from last year and a combing through the roster. So we can guess a few of the young men that we'll be seeing on the field, and we can guess what their offensive and defensive schemes are going to be. But a big part of studying an opponent is not just looking at the plays that they're running or the defensive fronts that they're running in that particular game, but trying to maybe piece together what is their base of their offense and their base of their defense that you can focus on and maybe reasonably predict that's what they're going to build everything on. So we've got a plan. It may go out the window after the first play.
A little bit of unknown. I think that adds maybe a little bit of excitement, maybe from the fan side, maybe not so much on yours, but should be an exciting matchup tonight. Well, Coach, we've hit our time today. I really appreciate you swinging by and talking about this one with us today.
All right. Thank you. Go Northman.
Thank you. We got all the information for tonight's game on gonorthman.org. You can also follow social media for the football team at Northman_FB. That's Northman_FB. I'm really excited about this matchup tonight. Everybody can tune in. We are live streaming through the gonorthman.org channel tonight, and there'll be several other locations to see that. Be on a lookout for a press release later today. We will catch you next time.